Welcome to the Kimberly Bookard Podcast. This is the show that gives you the true perspective on real estate, the good, bad, and ugly. Take the journey with us as we begin to transition our company and add investing to the mix. We are giving you all the details. Now, here's your host, Kimberly Bookard.
With the Kimberly Ladoris Show, and I am so glad that you all have joined me today. I wanted to talk briefly, fairly briefly. This is just going to be a quick one. I was sitting in the line today at Chick-fil-A and had some very nice, I guess you would say, gentlemen to pass me by. And I was thinking of the process. You know, I do real estate, and the guys was looking at my car. And if you know anything about me, I don't like being by myself too much in my car. That's a whole nother story. I'll tell you about that one other day. But I was spoken to by these gentlemen, and they just said, really nice car you have, and it is shining. And I said, thank you, as I commenced to get in the car to leave. But as I sat down, I started thinking, what in life do we obtain that we don't want to enjoy? And I say that really for myself, but it can be coming to you as well, in your business, in your life, in your endeavors. It's oftentimes that we obtain things that we don't enjoy. And if you're like me, I'm a Jesus girl. And there's a scripture where God says he will bless you and there'll be no sorrow added. And that's what I think of when I think of that scripture. Now, there's a backstory as to why I don't so much enjoy the car. And that, too, will be another story that I'll share for another podcast. But I was just thinking, you know, really, Kimberly, it's time for you to get what you want to have and enjoy. You should be able to enjoy it because you work extremely hard for it. You're constantly motivating others and helping others and pushing others to get to their breakthrough levels in their jobs, in their lives, in their ministries, that when God blesses you, you should be able to enjoy it yourself. So I was just thinking that today, as I stated, while I was getting in the car to go back. So this would be my admonishment to you, is to enjoy what you work hard for. Set your goals and your plans, even your heart's ambitions, to be what you want to achieve. Don't settle for less. Don't settle for something you don't feel is at the level that you want it to be. And let's give an example for that. I know when I was creating my business, when I was starting it, and this is the beginning, Steve. I'm 21 years in now. So years ago when I was starting it, and I always known that I have the entrepreneurship spirit because I'm one that wants to help and motivate others and encourage others to do and be their best, that I've always known that that's the direction that God has led my life in. So when I was starting it, I remember I used to say, I just wanna be able to get enough to get an apartment or something along those lines. So I remember having those initial thoughts. And once I obtained that level, then I'm like, oh, wow, that's really nothing. Because as you grow and expand and mature, there's so much more to it. So that's what my lesson is to you all today, is just to remember whatever blessings are bestowed upon you, to make sure those are things that you want to have in your life and that you're working to obtain and to keep. All right, so know that I love you, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.